Welcome to Revelation Revolution, where we invite you to be part of the solution. It's Saturday, March the 5th, and I have got a fabulous guest for you today, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. You've heard him. I keep recommending that people listen to the John Moore Show, the second hour, and hear what Dr. Horowitz has to say about the Word of God, the nature of humanity, and the struggle that we're dealing with right now. He is Harvard Master's in Public Health. He's a dentist. He's written the preeminent book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, which is still telling the story 20 years ago of what's happening right now. And he has an understanding beyond even the doctors that we are all listening to now. When you look at Dr. McCullough and Dr. Malone, and what you find is that Dr. Horowitz has the background, the complete background, that they are missing, and to understand that this is intentional, which most people, they're not really willing to go that far. Well, Dr. Horowitz is willing to lay out the whole thing. So he's our guest for today. I'm going to do my best to just kind of sit back and let him say what he needs to say. So we probably maybe take some calls like 20 till, and then so we have a good chance for him to get out everything he needs to get out. He's involved in this in so many different levels. Welcome, Dr. Horowitz. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
So I basically want you to just tell your story as far as the history, how you're involved in this, how you know what you know, and then if you could express so that people understand there is actually a pathogen that's been developed for a bioweapon. It's not just an illusion. It's not a nonsense thing and people, this is all in their heads. It's a real pathogen, a real weapon. It's really been developed. You really did pay for it. And so we can get that part of the confusion behind us. I'm noticing bickering between even the Patriots about whether there's a bug or not. So if we can get the facts straight and go from there, as far as what can we do about it, as opposed, you know, so we're not keeping waiting for people to save us. Nobody's going to save you. You're going to save yourself with the respect for the truth and not allowing people to damage you, which is your choice. So,
yes, you know, I loved your intro song. It really said it all. You've got fighting in the streets. You've got a situation where you've going to have to sit back, like kneel down and pray so that you're not fooled again. And that's what it's been. It's been history being fooled over and over again by satanic sorcerers. You know, you're talking about the Book of Revelation. It's right out of the Book of Revelation. Virtually everything that's unfolding currently is consistent with the Book of Revelation. Satanic sorcery and casting magic spells is in the Book of Revelation. That's casting magic spells on the hypnotronic technology called television. And the sorcery is pharmaceuticals, pharmacopoeia, pharmaceutical sorcery is virtually witchcraft. And that's where the entire medical paradigm is, in deception and illusion and omission of the spiritual blessing that the Creator gave us for optimal immunity. And that's what the purpose of prayer at this particular time. We really seriously need to pray with faithful, loving conviction that there is a magnificent Creator and there's angels of protection and that miracles are manifesting for the remnant, for the bride, for those who have been born again. And that literally means to be born as you were once being born. Go back and reread the Book of Genesis, even just the first chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. It really tells the whole story of how we are the children of God. We are the seed of God. And there was water there when the first mention of God in the Bible is made. There's water. Now, the question becomes, okay, I consider it liquid God, water. And the more I study it, the more convinced I am And I was a very, very dear friend of Masaru Emoto, who I actually opened on his first night. Dr. Emoto is the famous Japanese water crystallographer who documented the fact that when you pray over water and you speak positively in messaging to water, it changes its structure. It responds. And that's not hocus pocus, hairy fairy, although it was meant, you know, it was alleged to be in the deceptive community in so-called science. It's actually pseudoscience said that this is hogwash, when in fact it's very, very true. And the issue I'm raising is that your body is made of nearly 80% water, 80% liquid God. And the book of Genesis defines us as having been seeded and created in the image of the Creator. Well, that means two things. It means that potentially the Creator could have four arms and two arms, two legs, and a head, five appendages. But it could also mean that we were created in the imagination of the Creator. And if you think about your own life, you look at anything that you've accomplished, you've used your imagination. You imagined it first. You thought about it. You considered it. You imagined you actually actualizing it and performing whatever it is that you've prayed for and worked so hard to achieve. So the imagination is part of our makeup. And the model that I mostly recommend to understand the knowledge of self, know thyself. Well, if you're a holy child of the Creator, it's really wise to know who you really are. Just as, for example, it's wise to know that medicine and organized medicine is hogwash. It's hogwash. It's a deception, and a deadly deception at that. So the paradigm is that you're a spiritual being first before you're a physical being. That, yes, the drugs can cause changes in the chemistry. Yes, you can attack and destroy germs chemically, and by intoxicating the body, you can kill cancer. But what about the Holy Spirit power of love? Love, the universal healer. Love that does all the healing, always has and always will. What about that gift of grace that the Creator instills in us that enables the immune system to be empowered and miraculously perform healing us based on faith? Which secures the relationship, by the way. You can't have a relationship with God and you cannot manifest miracles out of that relationship if you don't have faith. So that's the prerequisite. That's the key. And as we're speaking of keys, another key is exactly what is love, the 528 frequency. So that comes from a massive amount of work, massive amount of research, and a massive amount of revelation. 528radio.com, I was just listening to prior to your call, and that's what I listen to. I surround myself with 528 frequency, even if the radio was off, a walk in nature, a walk by the ocean, gives you that charge, that recharge. When you go to sleep at night, by grace, you wake up in the morning healed or uplifted or re-energized after going to sleep, tired and weak, you wake up strong and restored. Why is that? Because all night long you've been, by the grace of God, being blessed with love, the Holy Spirit power of love that transmits this loving energy to uplift us. So when you go back into Genesis 1:1 through 1:9, it really tells the whole story that we're not just human beings, we're superhuman beings. And it's exactly like Jesus said. You shall do more than what Jesus has done, he told us, if you simply attune yourself and awaken and be born again in that Holy Spirit power of love, which is the basis for Christianity, which is the basis of Judaism. So, you know, it's monotheism recognizes God's greatness, a single God, And yes, there are angels, and yes, we're living in a demonic hell, literally imposed upon us. So the viruses, yes, the deception extends to the viruses in this whole dialogue, and it extends right now to the Ukraine. It extends into understanding, as you brought up, that there are many in the Patriot movement, in the New Age movement, and basically researchers who are atheists as well. They all say, well, this virus doesn't exist. Well, gee whiz. That is absolutely a brainwashed, mind-controlled agenda that they've just articulated. And how do I know that? I know that personally because I've debated on radio 3 times. The main man, Dr. Peter Duesberg, who advanced that thesis, that starting with HIV/AIDS, and that's where COVID comes from. The spike protein antigen, that's the resource that's delivered by the vaccinations. The mRNA vaccination causes the DNA corruption that then outputs the protein antigens, that's a poison, that has 4 genes associated with the AIDS virus that was spliced into it at Harvard and MIT and University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and Wuhan. So that's really where COVID comes from, HIV/AIDS research, and the main man who opposed the man who allegedly discovered the AIDS virus, Dr. Robert Gallo, who I know personally, and I have debated Dr. Gallo, and I've even challenged him at the 11th International Conference on AIDS in Vancouver when I published a scientific paper and held in my hand his contracts with the government by which he created the AIDS virus back in the 1960s. He created numerous thousands of AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses. That was their assignment, to develop immune system pathogens for germ warfare, for Litton Bionetics, the Army's 6th top biological weapons contracting lab. So I personally know Gallo. It's likely that my work exposing Gallo caused him to never receive the Nobel Prize in Medicine. It went to Luc Montaigne. Montaigne was really Gallo's counterpart in France. Pasteur Institute had created, actually cultured, what was determined to be HIV-1, and that's what Gallo cloned, and basically was caught in that fraud. That's a side story. Gallo's good friend, colleague, working not with monkeys and chimpanzees as Gallo had been working with Litton Bionetics, and that's where the chimpanzee link comes into HIV-1 and human AIDS. It comes from chimpanzee AIDS, SIV, simian immunodeficiency virus, from the chimp, and not simply SV40, which people have proposed. That's the simian virus 4, 40th monkey virus ever discovered by 2 brilliant women at the National Institutes of Health, the Principal Biological Weapons Testing Center, the Bureau of Biologics, Bernice Eddy and Sarah Stewart were their names. And they're not given the credit that they deserve. They discovered in the Merck polio vaccines, they discovered the simian immunodeficiency virus, SIV, and SV40. And it was renamed that. It was initially named after them, the women, S.E. polyoma, Stewart Eddy, S.E. polyoma. That was the original virus. Now, Peter Duesberg, the propagandist, a German who lies and diverts, claimed that HIV does not cause AIDS. The argument is that the drugs cause AIDS. Well, that's true, because the drugs cause immunosuppression. But you see, in law, omissions and misrepresentations is fraud. So Dr. Duesberg created a fraud, and a lot of people believe that because of that fraud, that the virus itself doesn't exist. Well, that's like saying the war in the Ukraine doesn't exist. It exists. It's killing people. It's demonic. And ultimately, that's what you have operating. You have a demonic cult. The secret societies, the Freemasons, at the highest levels, you go back in history, you can see the royals of Europe were heavily engaged in protecting their wealth and how that was done was militarily the Knights of Malta, all of the engagements that were associated with Rosalind Chapel, and which received the wealth from Solomon's Temple and the Holy Land. You have to go to Scotland. You have to go into the royal families. You have to understand the royalty. There's a good movie out right now that does a spin off of the true history that talks about the fact that the royals in Germany, King Edward, you had the Kaiser Wilhelm of Germany, you had the royals of Russia, you had the Romanov royals of Russia. Currently, communism came about because the Illuminati, the devil doers, the secret societies financed Lenin to go to Russia to create the Russian Revolution, what's called the Russian pogrom, the anti-Jewish, where the anti-Semitic theme was played out of, and that's when the creation of the most anti-Semitic text that everyone should read, just for the knowledge and the background of what's unfolding currently in the world, everyone should read the most anti-Semitic document called the Protocols of the Elders of Sion. And those protocols were modified after they were leaked. They came right out of the Rothschild banking clan that was financing the kings of Europe and the royals that received the wealth. They were successors in interest to the massive wealth that King Solomon and the tribe of Judah, the kings, had held. And of course, Jesus, the king of the Jews, is of that bloodline. So that's where the money has been invested successively, and the protocols, along with the most important book for our time and virtually all time, is the report from Iron Mountain. If you read those two books, and they're not long books, the report from Iron Mountain as well as the protocols, you will see exactly where we're at right now, and you will see what I have been personally exposed to, having relationships in Hawaii with the Bidens, Burisma, the Ukrainian energy cartel. I'm literally currently in a lawsuit to save my property that was stolen by the Hawaii drug mob and Democratic Party crime syndicate that controls the Hawaiian Islands as the main import gateway to North America from the Pacific Rim. So in comes your fentanyl, in comes your opium from Afghanistan, in comes all the drugs. And of course, you're looking back in history, the opium wars between England and China poisoned China. Now China's poisoning the West, the Anglosphere. So this is karma. And the gateway to America is Hawaii. And my legal case, which gives me personal knowledge and discovery of facts, hard, solid facts, is that my property was stolen by the same people that stole the Ukraine's banking and energy cartels' property. They were my neighbors. They're named the Gregorian Brothers. They ran the Arms Business Bank. That's Armenian Russian. And how the theft of their 750-acre property occurred, I just had 27 acres. They had 750. I lost over $1 million. They lost about $500 million.
Wow.
The most posh development in the Hawaiian Islands was that they had invested in. And the same people, Paul J. Sula Jr., a CIA operative, CIA and FBI informant, carries out the role in Hawaii to forge documents, forge my mortgage, forge the Gregorians' paperwork for their property likewise, was caught by an independent journalist who did an outstanding job finding out and informing me what it was that was done to the Ukrainian and Armenian business bank and energy circuit that was in direct competition with Zelensky and the Bidens and the American influence in Burisma, and that it was a Russian agent that worked with our CIA agent, Mr. Sulla, to steal the Gregorians' property. Just like it was, mine was stolen, theirs was stolen, but it involved a $50 million fraud and crime done by a Russian mobster who is heavily engaged in drug trafficking, just as Mr. Sulla is the chief supplier for the CIA in the United States of dimethyltryptamine, DMT, what they call ayahuasca on the street. It's the new designer LSD that the government of the United States wants to promote, supposedly, successfully, for post-traumatic stress disorders for military personnel, heavily promoting for the military the use of the God molecule, where they're going to see God if they simply swallow a pill, leading to the new world religion, drugs. So that's the bigger picture, and I happen to be blessed to know it personally, and I've been damaged by it personally, and distressed personally. My beloved Sherry Kane, outstanding investigative journalist, one of the top researchers in the United States of the child sex trafficking network that goes directly to the White House and to the Congress, higher ups in the demonic cult that is engaged in pedophilia and child sex trafficking. Sherry Kane, my beloved, was manslaughtered by this corruption and these corrupt prosecutors who dropped the case against Mr. Sulla. We finally spent a lot of time and energy and money getting him indicted by a grand jury. Nonetheless, they let him go free. It killed my beloved. The distress of that killed her. And so I come at this from a personal knowledge, and I'm not simply basing it on the science. I'm basing it on my personal experience of knowing what they're doing. I've witnessed it. I've written it up. If you go to judicialcorruptionnews.com and read what Sherry had written and what I have written and contributed to, the articles that we've published exposing this beast, because it's a model for how the organized crime syndicate internationally is operating from top to bottom. And so where it leaves me is where you began the show with the song. We have violence and death in the streets. We have wars. We have bioterrorism, biological weaponry, killing our brothers and sisters, our family members, our children are masked and deprived of having their rearing be a blessing. They make it a curse. So this is a demonic cult. If you don't believe that, watch an extensive documentary film that I posted the other day on revolutiontelevision.net. If you scroll down on revolutiontelevision.net, beyond the large banners at the top, you'll get to recent uploads. And there is one there that talks about Freemasonry, satanic secret society, how it's infiltrated Hollywood and the media, and been central to mind war, mass mind control, so that the sheeple are ready to go to slaughter right now. So that's really where we're at. We're in the book of Revelation right now. We're living it out. What an extremely interesting time to be alive. But at the same time, without that faith and trust, you're lost. There's no hope for you. You have to establish your relationship with Jesus. You have to establish your relationship with God. And it's fine if you do that directly. And I say that as a Jew who loves Yeshua. And totally.
Amen.
It's a moot point. Yeshua, praying to Yeshua, is like praying directly to God because of the blessing that the Creator created in Yeshua for humanity, salvation. The Creator has a sense of humor, too, and the Creator is very, very wise and knew that we needed a model. How to do it? How do you commune divinely? How do you walk on water? How do you feed 5,000 with a loaf of bread? So there's all these people who are just like, you know, they're believing all this nonsense. They just miss the most important reality, which is know thyself, the self-knowledge. And that's what Yeshua was blessing humanity with, how knowing who you are and loving yourself brings you literally in divine communion with the Creator, because that's who's inside of you. Read Genesis 1:1 through 1:9, and you'll see right there, the water inside of you is the seed of the Holy Spirit and the firmament, the division between what the Creator in Genesis has called the firmament in the Bible, is the quantum field in physics, metaphysics, and biophysics. You want to divide water from water? Divide water from water. What do you get? You don't get wet because you enter a quantum field. You go between the electrons in H2O. You go into the quantum field of potential. And what vibration, what frequency is coming from God's heart out of love and grace into your body to restore you every morning? That's pure tone love. That's 528. That's the heart of the rainbow, is 528 nanometers. The heart of the electromagnetic matrix, mathematics, the musical mathematics of divine design, divine creation, the way that the entire universe is being administered, as well as every single soul that exists, your soul, my soul. If you're listening right now, you are currently directly in communion with the Creator, and Creator's listening and loving you personally. That message is coming through your DNA. That's what the pharmaceutical industrials, that's where they're at. That's what the vaccines and the tests are all about. They want to gather your DNA, so they want what's called the Neuralink. They want to be able to connect your brain and your DNA to the cloud. The DNA is an antenna to God. The DNA receives and transmits light and sound signals. They're called photons and phonons. And that causes what's called, in science, cellular upregulation. What does that mean? It literally means you are being manifested and re-manifested every nano instant. You are being recreated by the sound, the love of God. The master conductor, the master composer of the universal orchestra is singing love songs to you personally. That's exactly Jesus's message. With that power, that glory inside of you, who can stand against you? Nobody.
There you go. Okay, we're going to the break, and we're going to be coming back on the other side, and we'll continue with this. I want you to mention the DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral and explain a little more about how the DNA with the vaccine is being altered. We'll come back on the other side. Dr. Len Horowitz, thank you, and we'll see you on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
The visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Undivided.
Yep.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
Oh, yeah. That's right, folks, and we need to be undivided from the truth. That's the issue. We've got Dr. Len Horowitz with us. I'm going to just roll quick housekeeping. Sam was kind enough not to put a break in there, and I would like to ask people, please, if you can contribute $10 a month, put it on a credit card, just every month so that you can contribute to hearing people like Dr. Len Horowitz. This man is being persecuted. His information, he's got a new book out, COVID Coup. He cannot get the book to, you know, get him to sell the book right. And the people that we are trying to support need our help, and that includes Republic Broadcasting. So if you're listening to this show and you're getting this fabulous information from Dr. Horowitz, and we're going to cover some things that you can do, some opportunity to get yourself healed if you did take that shot. But I would ask you, please, if you could just contribute to the Republic Broadcasting, we'd appreciate it. And also for Dr. Horowitz, he has a bevy of books, an abundance of information. At this point, I think we should understand that we have to do our own research. We have to be like the Bereans. Seek out and search out the matter for yourself. Look at the evidence and the facts of the matter. A lot of that is difficult to get, and that's why I want to have Dr. Horowitz on regularly so that we can get into some of the details of what he's learned over 40 years of working with these criminals and trying to defend from these criminals. So in any case, we're going to jump back to Dr. Horowitz. We're talking about the DNA. And the fact that your DNA, your photon, phonon, receiver, and transmitter is the way that you interact in this space with the God of creation. And just like the last show, Chris Switzer was discussing the completed works of Bertrand Comperet, talking about the replacement of the word Yahweh, which is the name of God, 5,410 times in the original manuscript. Why would they do that? The reason they do it is to take your power. It's the same thing with the information that Dr. Horowitz is trying to share with you today. And I know it's a lot, and I'm sorry to kind of pile it on you like this. We'll break it down into more bite-sized pieces for you, but this has to be interesting as sports, as interesting as a concert. This has to be interesting to us because this is about the preservation of your life, and there's nobody that's going to do it except you. So back to you, Doctor. I was looking at your book, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and explaining what the DNA is. They used to call it junk DNA, and what's going on there, and the fact that the vaccine, the shot itself, the job of the shot is to alter your DNA, alter your radio station so that you are off-tune, tuning the dial, and all of a sudden you're over a little too far on the dial, and shh, that's all you get. And that's what they're doing, is muddying your frequency. And also, to have your frequency, that means they can use it. They can cancel it. They can, you know, send a reverse frequency. There's all manner of things they can do. This is your personal information. You need to protect it. In any case, Doctor, continue on wherever you want to go with this, what you think the best thing for people to know so that they can defend themselves. We're about action here. What can we do without voting for someone or waiting for someone else to act? What can we do ourselves?
Well, the fundamental thing is surround yourself with love and practice love and basically surround yourself with the frequency of love, which is 528. And you do that in a number of different ways. If you go to healthyworldstore.com, you'll see many, many applications, practical applications of this intelligence that I'm sharing. I've done my work in trying to help restore health for not just myself and my family members, but also civilization. And it's just magnificent because now I have independent investigators corroborating what I've been saying for a quarter century. You know, you go back into your DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and your discussion here indicates that there is a pattern and practice of suppressing genetic expression. That means suppressing spiritual connection, your connection to God. It's a suppression of spiritual warfare, a suppression of spirit, so that you can actually be not who you really are. You're more easily manipulated, controlled, enslaved, and killed. And smaller populations are easier to control than large, burgeoning populations that are awakening and gaining consciousness and realizing that we've been enslaved, spiritually suppressed. You know, so the spiritual suppression pattern and practice comes in many forms, like you just mentioned. You've got, number one, this language that I'm speaking, English. Where did the English language come from? Well, you read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, that Dr. Joseph Paleo had Jesus come visit him. And his story is the first six chapters of the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, where Dr. Paleo was given by Jesus the original solfeggio musical scale, including the third note, which is 528, which is the miracle note. 5 plus 2 is 7 plus 8 is 15. You'd reduce it to the single-digit integer. So 1 plus 5, 15, that becomes 6. That's Miracle 6, or MI6. You've just diagnosed how British Secret Service got its name, because this is a satanic cult. This Freemasonry cult is engaged in this metaphysics, which goes back to ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics. It goes back to the ancient Levitical priests that were alchemists. They turned lead to gold. How did they do that? By sound frequencies and creativity, understanding the resonant vibrations of electrons, raising the orbitals or lowering the orbitals of elements changes the element. This is the technology for creation and creativity. The spiritual suppression came in heavily with the creation of the English language. So in the early 1500s, let's say about 1520, you had the creation of the King James Bible. Then you had the Shakespearean plays. And you had, that was the way in which the New World language, English, was seeded. Now today, you have the music world extending the spiritual suppression. The control over the music industry occurred most heavily in 1938, when the Rockefellers had, which received the major financing from the Rothschild banks of Europe, the Rothschild League of Banks, it's called today. It includes Goldman Sachs. If you look at U.S. Treasury Department, almost every single Treasury Department official comes out of Goldman Sachs. That's part of the Rothschild League of Banks. That's part of the cartel that's controlling everything demonically, and that's what's going on currently with the war. You go back to Henry Kissinger. Kissinger was an agent, a Jew who shames the Jewish people. He wanted to march with the Nazi youth in the street. He came over when my mother came over on the last boat that virtually made it out of Europe. By miracle, I'm here. Kissinger came over at age 16, and by age 23, he was actually working with Project Paperclip, General Bowling, exfiltrating the Nazi scientists, bringing them into America in the pharmaceutical industry, in the chemical industry, in the weapons industry. That's where 5,000 Nazi scientists, including von Braun, V2 missile program director, came, and also the biological weapons developer, Eric Traub, and Hermann Schmitz, the director of the Bayer Aspirin Corporation, Bayer, was the partners with the Rockefellers. Well, 1938, this cartel, the Rockefeller cartel, had worked with RCA and BMI and did research and development to figure out acoustic weaponry, acoustic frequency vibrations that could take out humanity.
You mean like the sound machines they used in Canada to damage and burn those people? Do you see the images of the ladies with their faces all swollen?
Yeah, that's the newer technology that's come out of the early research. And in 1938, the Rockefellers had a hard time convincing the Western world, particularly the magnificent musicians and the composers and orchestra leaders of Europe in Vienna, particularly, that's the heart of the classical music in Vienna. They had a real hard time. So the Rockefellers had to bring on a propagandist, and they did. Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for the Third Reich, was commissioned to go into the British Standards Institute in 1938, 3 months before Hitler invaded Poland. And they then institutionalized for the Western world that dissonant frequency you were talking about in a radio example, where if you tune 1/10 of a hertz off, you no longer receive the clear channel broadcast. You lose divine communion. You're spiritually suppressed. Your frequency resonance, your energy is off the mark. It's in sin. It isn't in divine communion any longer. So that's what they did. In 1938, they institutionalized what's called standard tuning for spiritual suppression and disease induction. Because when you're not connected to the Creator and you're not connected anymore to the Holy Spirit power of love, the love, the universal healer, does all the healing. When you lose that connection, now you're susceptible to being taken out. So that was 1938. They institutionalized for the Western world A440 standard tuning, concert pitch, they call it. And that's where you've lost now. The concert musicians in Europe were appalled. The top experts were saying, that doesn't make any sense. Because if you start a concert and everybody's tuned to A440, at the end of the concert, it's chaos. Everybody's all over the place. Nobody's in tune anymore. But if you start the concert where you're supposed to be, in A444, and by the way, there's researchers that indicate 444 is Jesus's number. So nice. 444 hertz, 444 hertz is the real A. And that A note in A444 hertz gives you your base of your scale, which is the C note, in sync with the heart of creation, 528. Your C note becomes in pure tone love, pure tone spiritual uplift blessing. Through that Holy Spirit power, your firmament within your water molecules are vibrating and sending that signal, sound and light signaling, in the liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light is your water, is your God water, your liquid God inside your body, that then structures the DNA, lets the DNA sing and broadcast the sound and light signals. And they, yes, you're right, the menaces to society call this junk DNA. Here's the fact. About 96% of the function of your DNA is virtually this sound and light signaling. It's antenna to God. But they call it junk. Take it to the trash dump. So that's what they do to God, and that's what they've done to humanity. They've spiritually suppressed us every which way possible. Every way. They haven't missed a beat. They have attempted to destroy civilization for now centuries, if not millennia, because they're demonic. They're literally satanic. And Satan is jealous of Jesus. Satan is jealous of God. They don't get along well. And just like that, in what's called the perfect circle of sound, the nine core creative frequencies to the universe, they are, the first six is the ancient original solfeggio, frequency 396, 417, 528. There's your do, re, mi, mir, gestorum in Latin, miracles in English. The miracle note is love, 528. Then there's 639, 741, 852, and you complete the circle. You can do that on your own by just following the numbers. It follows a pattern. It becomes the perfect circle of sound. It is the musical, mathematical matrix of divine design, of intelligent design, of God's design, of God's administration. How, if you ask the question, how can God come to every single one of us and his angels dispatch to protect every single one of us in most trying circumstances, deathly circumstances, where we're miraculously saved? How does God administer that? There's only really one answer to that, and that answer is musically, mathematically. The firmament, or the quantum field, has at least nine dimensions. And I say that with actual scientific intelligence that sources from a colleague of mine who's a genius, who works with another genius. The two geniuses are Vernon Nepe, N-E-P-P-E, and Edward Close, C-L-O-S-E. The two geniuses have already proven that what's called the God particle in physics is false. They found the real God connection, and they've proven God's existence. And they've proven that the soul actually continues after the physical death. They've proven this mathematically, and they have claimed in numerous publications, scientific publications, in highly reputable journals, that And Nepe, for example, is the director of the Pacific Psychiatric Institute. He's an MD, medical doctor, PhD, psychiatrist, professor, and he has, I can't even count the number of articles that he has, hundreds and hundreds of articles and many, many books. Nepe is a complete genius, and he has established what's called the, I can't even mention the name, triadic vortex matrix of nine-dimensional space, space-time, whereby the angels and the spirit realm is right here, right now, around you, right now, every single person listening you are engaged on those dimensions with God's firmament.
Right there. I want to hold on right there. When you were talking about water at the very beginning, water with its memory and its liquid God, what they're doing is trying to contaminate your water, contaminate your physical body so you can't detoxify these things as they load them into you. And now they're to the spiritual. They've always been to the spiritual dimension, and we just didn't know. But now that spiritual dimension, if your faith, it's like when Dr. Emoto spoke to the water, the way this worked, if you haven't read the book, if you say horrible things to water, you're putting it in the freezer to make ice. When you say all the horrible things, it would be black lumps in the, there were no crystals. When you said beautiful things, I love you, you're beautiful, I'm grateful, you would have these gorgeous crystals that each drop of water formed something beautiful. So what I'm trying to get people to realize and understand is that the thoughts you tell yourself, so when we repeat what they say, we're going to war with Russia. We are setting the future pattern by our own intent and the effect of our energy on the water and the energy around us. So what I'm suggesting is we say the opposite. We're not going to war with Russia. We're not going to kill people that didn't do anything to us. And so what happens is you create a different future. The reason that they're on the media, on the TV, in your head, got all the experts, doctors, lawyers, everybody telling you the lie, is because if they didn't get you to believe the lie or at least be willing to submit to it, they wouldn't be able to use your energy to build their nightmare. They are using our energy to build their dreams. And I want us to reconsider giving it over to them and understand the power of Christ and the power of thought. You know, when Christ said, whatever you want to do, this and more, what you see me do, this is you can do even more. We all have this power, but we do have to have faith in the truth and respect for the truth. But in any case, we have a quick caller. I don't know if I can get him in or not. Andy.
You know, let me just interject one thing based on what you just said. Jesus said also, Jesus brilliantly said, your words are virtually law. He said, watch every word that comes out of your mouth. It either reflects the love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. And so when you speak negatively, like Dr. Emoto and what you were just saying, it's going inside and it's changing the vibration and the structuring of your own Holy Spirit-filled temple. So absolutely, you're right on.
Yes, okay. We have got to have you come on regularly and because we've got to enrich our people and lift ourselves above this. But we have a caller, Andy. Come on in, Andy, real quick.
Hey, I'll be real quick. Hey, you're spot on. This is two emotional shows in a row with Chris before, but I just want to say this. You know what? If you haven't really had a personal relationship with God, then you're not talking to God. You can pray all you want, but you've got to have a personal relationship with him because he will touch you. And you know me, I was in the hospital for that little time, and I had my little moment. And that, you know, God comes to you, and it could be a good moment, could be a bad moment, could be whenever, but you find him, and when you find him, you can't let him go. So, I mean, God is here for us, and that's what we need to get back to right now, because that's what's going to save us right now, is we've got to, this is good versus evil. This is good versus evil, and, you know, my God, he's a good guy. Anyway, I'll let you go with that.
Beautiful.
Okay, thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you. Wonderful.
Hey, Dr. Horowitz, if you could mention, you know, any of your products, the 528 tuning fork, how you wave it around or you just tap it and touch it to your sore parts, your Oxy Silver, if you could mention a couple of things that people can do if they've taken the shot, they don't know what to do, the chlorophyll, the different things that you can suggest to them so that they can take some action over the next few weeks, and then we'll get you back on and we can go deeper into this.
Sure. You know, the wonderful medicine is called the antioxidants. If you look at currently in Florida, I'm in Florida right now, and over the past month, the Department of Public Health has done what no other public health department in the United States has done. They're telling the people to load up on antioxidants, vitamin C,
nice.
Vitamin D, zinc. But yet I'm sad because they're still pushing the vaccines, which means they're poisoned.
Yeah.
So, but at least they are giving us some intelligence that if people research. Now, antioxidants, you have to ask yourself, what is an antioxidant and what does it do? Because chlorophyll, you mentioned, that's an antioxidant. What color is chlorophyll? That's greenish yellow. What vibration is that? That's 528. And two studies have indicated that 528, just the pure tone itself, which is why I listen to 528radio.com. And I use that tuning fork, you mentioned. I wave it around. If I'm ever distressed, or people have it in the automobiles when they're in a traffic jam and they get angry, they just strike the tuning fork and suddenly their anger disappears. They take a breath, a full breath, like a yawn or a breath release, and they suddenly feel a relief of the stress and the distress. How does that happen? It happens because, again, you're tuning back into God's love and that there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. You're connecting right in there through that clear channel broadcast. That's the zone of bliss. At any rate, that's what products at Unhealthy World Store deal with.
Okay, and also he has the Oxy Silver at the Healthy World Store, the 528 impregnated silver, and other things, music, things that you will, books, things that you can enrich yourself and be able to defend yourself. We are coming to the end of the show. I appreciate you guys' time. We'll talk to you next week. Revelation Revolution, be part of that solution. We can save this country. We can save the world if we just respect the truth and walk in his way. So thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah. You either go to church or you're going to go to hell.
Oh,
get a
yeah.
Job or you're going to go to jail.
Undefined.
I wish we didn't be like that.
Yeah,
why they got to be all white or all black?
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.